where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Well, now it's on to our main guest, Robert Tuckman from Amaze Media Labs. Robert Tuckman has built and sold companies to Hollywood powerhouses like Creative Artists Agency and William Morris Endeavor. He's interviewed everyone from Kevin Hart to Alex Rodriguez and now says the biggest battle in media isn't creating content, it's surviving the brutal war for attention. So welcome to the show. And how do we survive the brutal war for attention?
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, we all have to become media companies. That's really what has happened. So now everyone has a way to basically have a podcast, be on YouTube, Instagram, put out this content. And there's great content out there. And I truly believe that it's a huge part, especially as an entrepreneur and building businesses, that you need to be out there and you need to put yourself out there. The hardest thing, though, is audience. How do you get audience? Because you could have the greatest content, greatest stories. And I did. I hosted a podcast for Entrepreneur, and it was hard to grow audience at that time. Yeah.
How much audience does a small business need? I mean, of course, we would all love to have audiences of a million subscribers, you know, each video, 500,000 views. We'd love to be Mr. Beast. But practically speaking, how big does an audience have to be for kind of a normal small business? What's a good ROI for a podcast?
It's a great question. And because my company, Amaze Media Labs, we create podcasts also, and then we also grow audience, we always get that question. And what I say, it's really not about the size of the audience. You know, you're not the Joe Rogan show, or you're not whatever, you know, millions of, you're really looking, especially as a small business, you want a niche, right? You want a targeted audience. So if I can get a potential 250 people listening who could be clients of my business, I'd much rather have that than 25,000 people just listening because they're interested in, let's say, my voice, which probably not. So
I have to agree. Can I just butt in here? Because like I'm involved with PodFest. I go to their conferences. And one of the very first things they tell everybody is the riches is in the niches.
I love that saying. I haven't heard that, but I love that saying.
And it's marketing 101, right? It's finding the people that want to buy your product.
It really is. And I think most importantly, if you look at it, especially as everyone becomes their own media company and everyone is promoting something or creating something or selling something, you want the right people. So I look at it as how do you create your podcast? How do you create your content so it's focused on those people who you want to attract? And it could be, you know, you could find the greatest thing ever is that you could put something out there. One person, let's say today, could be listening to this show and say, oh, this guy, Tuckman, Amaze Media Labs, he creates podcasts. He could be the CMO of some major healthcare company. All of a sudden, I get a call and they become our biggest client, right? Mm-hmm. So in any case, hopefully you're out there listening. call me. I'll give you my number. No, just kidding. But in any case, I think that's really the key.
I think it's easy to kind of get caught up in the likes and the listens and the subscribers, and you know, it becomes sort of a popularity contest. And most businesses are going to have a narrower focus, you know, replacement windows. People need replacement windows two or three times in their life at the most, right? But when you're looking and you're looking for content and you're looking for information, and you may not subscribe to that channel, but you may watch two or three of their videos and say, I got to call this company and find out more.
I think the key thing is it's not about the number of listeners. It's just finding those few that really are going to be your buyers. Everything else is really noise.
And there are a lot of people listening to podcasts now and a lot of people on YouTube now. And do you feel like as a business, if you want to attract clients through YouTube, you should really be posting educational content, maybe even how-to videos, So if you're, you know, a patent attorney, you might do a video on why a patent search is important and what an attorney does when he does a patent search for you and why the USPTO wants one. Like, do you think those kind of videos could be attractive?
Yes, I think that those are the best types of videos. It's not the self-promotion per se. What I like to tell our clients is we love to do these podcasts that we consider thought leadership. So someone who's, let's say Richard has a podcast and, you know, it's all about patents and someone's listening or watching the clip and they're like, you know, this guy sounds really sharp, smart. They're going to be much more likely to work with you or to call you to work with you than if it was just self-promotion and we do this and we do that. So I think the educational videos, I think podcasts really where the growth is as well. Within podcasting, and even when you look at podcasts that are coming to Netflix and major entertainment companies, a lot of them, the majority of them, are about learning, about education. So for sure, I think those clips, anything that you could do to teach others, not to worry about giving away secrets. It's people want to work with you because they hear you and they realize that you know what you're talking about.
Right now, there's a lot of information that's available on LLMs, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Claude. Somebody wants to know how to do a patent search, they can just go to Perplexity and ask the question, and they'll get a 30-second answer. So what's the advantage of creating content on YouTube or on a podcast if the information is already available from the LLMs?
I honestly wish I had an answer to that question because it's very true that nowadays, and especially I know a lot of industries and a lot of people who, you know, work at law firms and saying instead of, you know, asking and going to an associate and finding out information, they're going on ChatGPT, they're pulling it up, having the partner review that information. But I think at the same time, what's really important is people do want help. They want, you know, it's easy for me to pull something up on ChatGPT and learn how to do something or how to create whatever it might be. But when it comes down to it, now I'm going to have to go do that, or I'm going to have to go create a podcast, or it could tell me how to do it. I want to work with someone who really knows what they're doing. So at the end of the day, I want to watch someone. I want to see them. And the reason I want to see them on YouTube or listen to them on a podcast is going back to that point of if the person sounds educated, smart, that, you know, you get a good vibe from them, you'll want to work with that person. So I think while ChatGPT and all of these other AI tools are great for learning and understanding, at the end of the day, it's hard to then go take that and go do all those things on your own.
What I've been doing for the last couple of years is researching AI visibility for Gearhart Law. So, I don't know, it was probably a couple of years ago when I was using ChatGPT, I saw people being quoted by ChatGPT. I'm like, okay, how do we get Gearhart Law to do that? Well, you can take a podcast and have a website. You need to have a website. You can get quoted by things that you do in your podcast. There's what I call the middle end. So like there's the front end part that everybody sees. Then there's the part that the machines see, right? And you can do that. It's called adding schema code. It's a lot of different things to make your podcast content look really appetizing. I call it appetizing because I feel like these answer engines, these LLMs, go and eat all of our content. So you can make your podcast look like dessert to them, right? If you do all these things.
Want to make it look like vegetables, you know.
In the middle end. And then you're more likely to get quoted. And then if people say, oh, well, like Gemini quoted Gearhart Law on this, I think that is a really good reason to do a podcast. What do you think?
Absolutely. Great point. I think the really important part of it is always, it used to be you want to get quoted, let's say in a newspaper, or you wanted to get quoted because I remember, you know, when I had a couple sports businesses, you'd go on CNBC or you would get quoted in the Wall Street Journal, and all of a sudden, you know, your clients thought you knew what you were doing, even though you probably didn't. But in any case, I do agree that I think nowadays what's super important is search, right? And we're not talking search when it used to be Google and where do I rank? And now it's also, hey, when I put in ChatGPT, you know, find me the five best patent law firms in New Jersey, how do I get listed?
ChatGPT told me that having a podcast was influencing Gearhart Law coming up as the answer because it's fresh content. They're constantly looking for fresh content to eat, right? And it's authoritative. And the fact for us that the transcript is on iHeart, and iHeart has this huge
more
authority.
Credibility, exactly.
Yeah.
And if I can add one thing, and this is also, I was talking to someone that's building out AI and helping people show up on search. He said, keep things simple. You know, don't have a podcast and talk about 100 different things. AI is not that sophisticated. It gets confused, doesn't know where to rank you, doesn't know where to quote you. Talk about one topic, go deep, and spread out your shows. And I've noticed a big shift. We're showing up on the, not always on that front page, but showing up towards the top. Showing toward Gemini search and ChatGPT. So keeping it going really deep on a topic and instead of just throwing up and just talking about everything about whatever the topic is for the day.
Yeah, those days are gone, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I find, well, we're going to talk about AI later, but it's a very linear thinker.
One of the things that you do, though, is you do find ways to elevate podcasts and YouTube channels so that they do get more visibility, and your company specializes in that. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works and maybe kind of some of the results that you've seen as you've helped creators elevate their content?
Certainly love to talk about this. I think that, well, what had happened is the company that I had started, we really were a podcast production company, started in 2020, you know, right in the middle of COVID. So we were creating podcasts for companies. And I remember we create this great podcast for Ford Motor Company. And I figured they're going to put it on their social channels. I thought we'd have thousands and thousands of people listening. We had 150. So I quickly said
for Ford.
Them,
I mean,
for Ford.
They've got brand coming out the wazoo, right?
Mistakenly, people, you get more than 150 listens, right?
Right.
Like, you might just stumble on it because, you know, for some reason or other. But in any case, that was when I learned that if we don't figure out how to get audience for these shows that we're creating, we're definitely going to be out of business. And I also realized when I dove into it that this is the hardest thing within podcasting, without a doubt, is how do you get audience? Because remember, there's millions of podcasts, right? And what we learned was, and what we created was something called Audience Lift. And Audience Lift is really a technology, and how it works is basically what I like to say is we kind of fish where the fish are for certain, you know, niche, let's say, shows. So, for instance, if I'm doing a show on entrepreneurs, and how it works is basically that we have tons of publishers. We have our own DSP, so we have 25,000 top digital publishers, from Entrepreneur to Inc. to you name it, where entrepreneurs are probably going to be reading articles. And if your target demographics, as the podcaster, if your target demographics match up with the person actually reading that right there on their phone, that article, within that article, your podcast pops up. And then it gives you the option to listen to the trailer for that podcast to see if you're interested. Now, if you're interested, you can press subscribe. You're not subscribing to the podcast. You're subscribing to allow us to send you push notifications because you're probably reading the article and you know what? I got to go have lunch, whatever. 24 hours later, we send you a push notification that says, remember, you're really interested in Passage to the Profit Show, right? So basically, then all of a sudden, it pops up, you go, you listen, and what happens is, the key thing is, the technology behind it is able to understand where the majority of people are coming from who are actually not only listening to the trailer, but then listening to the podcast, and then it does lookalikes and it finds similar type articles. And the results are incredible. We are at some of these results we get for all different types of podcasts are you're looking at a few cents a download. You know, I was telling you prior to the show, we had someone that used it for a show out of her basement, basically, and got 4,000 downloads, you know, for $500, right? So
that sounds like a real deal.
That's how it works.
We're with Robert Tuchman, and we're hearing about AmazeMediaLabs.com and the amazing work that they do. We're going to hear more about it after this commercial break.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-261-2176. 800-261-2176. That's 800-261-2176.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. 800-652-1470. That's 800-652-1470.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
We're here with Robert Tuchman from Amaze Media Labs, and he is doing some amazing work in helping creators get found out in the YouTube sphere and in the podcast arena. It's so important, I think, if you're going to generate content. You want views and listens, but you want the right views and listens. And so tell us a little bit about how your company can help the podcast and the content get to the right listener.
Sure. I think the most important thing is, first off, you need good content, right? Everyone, we can grow shows, we can get listeners, but the key is you want them coming back as well. So it's always important, just I like to say, to make sure that you have great content as well, which I'm sure you do, and most people do. But the way we do it and how it works is really with Amaze Media Labs, we have our Audience Lift product. And Audience Lift is a way to grow your podcast via the audio platforms. So if you want to grow on the Spotify's or Apple's or different platforms, or if you want to grow on YouTube, there's also the ability to use Audience Lift to grow on YouTube. And everything that is done and how we set it up, we have a DSP that has over 50,000 or so worldwide, really high-end premium digital sites that basically are where people are reading articles that might be relevant to your podcast. And what happens is that people are reading those articles, and all of a sudden you're reading an article and you have a podcast that's specific or contextually relevant to the content in that article. And as a podcaster, you target a certain demographic because you want the right listener. So for that listener, that ad shows up And it's basically a trailer of your podcast. You listen to the trailer, press play, and then it can take you to subscribe to receive push notifications. And then it could take you to actually go listen to the podcast. And really, it works incredibly well. We had to come out, we created it out of necessity because it was so hard to build audience. You know, everyone was like, when am I going to go viral? How am I going to grow this? You know, the big, I'm going to go viral. Well, I've got news. No one goes viral anymore. You know, there's that those days, I mean, maybe, okay.
The water skiing squirrel days are gone.
Yeah. It's just too much content, too many people doing things, and it might be for, you know, a second. But how do you grow over a long period of time? It's just like if you were watching television. There's commercials, right? Why is the NFL putting a commercial on for Thursday night football? Well, everyone knows the NFL has Thursday night football. But if you don't remind the viewer, or if you don't remind them that, oh, yeah, this Thursday, this is the game, people forget. There's too much information out there, too much going on in people's lives. So audience lift really helps to grow these shows.
Some of what you're doing has been kind of blending traditional marketing, I think, with podcasting and the new digital world. Because in old marketing, old school Google, as my girlfriend would say, Google's old school now, there were ways to target an exact audience. So you're taking that piece of it, but you're going a step further by being able to put the podcast trailer in the scroll, in the feed of people looking at news stories or whatever. That's new.
And that is the biggest thing, because you want to fish where the fish are. And if I am reading an article, let's say the podcast is on AI, and I'm reading an article on AI, it's a good chance I'm pretty much interested in AI. If I'm going through that, reading this article, and halfway through, I see this trailer. Now, the great thing about it is I could press that trailer and decide within 30 seconds if this is something that I'll be interested in listening, not right now, although you can listen while you're still reading, but I can get a push notification. So 24 hours later, tomorrow, when I have more time, that I can actually listen to that podcast. And it is really combining old school Google, as we say. Thankfully, they created, I'm sure they're happy about Gemini, to make sure they don't lose out there. But, you know, as we talked about, interestingly enough, it's like I go to Gemini now for my search, right? Or ChatGPT. They realize that. And, you know, but the great thing about audience lift and what it does is we can grow any show because there's so much great content out there. But if no one knows about it or no one hears about it, they're never going to find it, because the hardest thing in podcasting is discoverability.
The trailer. Do you give people help making the trailer? Because you want the trailer to be super attractive. It's like going on a first date, right? So what do you do about the trailer for your clients?
So, yes, the trailer, you want it to be, you want to put on your best face, let's say. It's basically like, you know, we got the idea. We had sold our, me and my partner, our last business to Creative Artists Agency. And we saw how big movie trailers were in generating ticket sales for movies. And it wasn't really revolutionary, but like, oh, we should do the same thing in podcasting, right? So, but we do not actually help the client create. If they ask us to do it, we will work. We'll give them guidelines, best tips. But we don't want to be, unless we are creating the show for the client, then we will create the trailer. But we don't want to be there and someone to say, oh, well, the trailer isn't good enough, or it wasn't, it, you know. But we do give certainly tips on length, on how you should really promote it and how it should be right to the point, quick, very clear. There's a bunch of other things you need to do, but it's a great point.
Robert Tuckman from Amaze Media Labs.
How do people find you?
Either go to amazemedialabs.com and there is a contact us and just say I'm trying to reach Robert Tuchman. And the good thing is I get all those emails. So, or you can go to audiencelift.com. And if you are interested in this technology to grow your podcast or to grow your content or your YouTube channel, if you go to audiencelift.com, there is also a contact button that you can go on there and you can fill it out and ask to connect with me. I'm also on LinkedIn. I love getting messages on LinkedIn. I love posting on LinkedIn. And that's probably the best way to find me.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.